In Philadelphia, debate over a controversial bill is pitting public safety against quality of life. I'm Dave Heller, and this is NewsWorks Tonight. City Council is expected to pass legislation tomorrow forcing some small business owners to take down the bulletproof glass that they use to protect themselves. More from WHYY's Aaron Moselle.
Saigon Maxim Restaurant in South Philly is packed when Adam Hsu grabs the mic to kick off a rally. There's more than 200 people in the crowd.
You can be seated, please. Please be seated.
Hsu leads an organization that represents Asian-owned businesses in the city. He's gathered them here to talk about a city council bill that could force some shops to take down the bulletproof glass that separates employees and customers.
If the city government, for any reason, they force us to take the bulletproof glass down, we will fight all the way to the end over my dead body!
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
A couple days after the rally, I visit Michelle Tran to get a better idea of why people like Hsu are so fired up about the bill. She owns Wayne Junction Deli in Germantown. Everything she sells, beer, cigarettes, snacks, is sold through a plexiglass divider.
There are times where I'm threatened because I ask for ID, because they don't have the ID and or they don't feel like giving me the ID. So they say, you're lucky there's this glass up because I would punch you in the face.
When she first bought the business, Tran says there was a 2-foot gap between the plexiglass and the ceiling. That changed a few years ago after a man robbed the store.
He came in, he purchased something. He purchased, I think, a pack of cigarettes. And then he jumped on the counter and he flipped over on top of the top part of the plexiglass.
No one was hurt. The guy ran off with a couple $100s. But lately, Tran says she can't stop thinking about that night.
Now I have 3 children. So can you imagine if something like that happened to me? Who's going to take care of my children?
Stores like Tran's are often called beer delis or stop-and-goes. Most of them are owned by Asian Americans or Asian immigrants and are often found in low-income, high-crime areas where the rent is cheap enough to turn a profit and provide for a family. None of this is a secret to City Councilwoman Cindy Bass, who introduced the bill. She spent most of her life in North Philly, where beer delis and stop-and-goes have been operating since the 80s.
I describe it as a modern-day pusher. That's what I think of these restaurants and establishments are.
Community activists have complained for years about people stopping into these stores, buying beer or shots of liquor, and drinking it on the street. Many stop-and-goes also violate the letter of their state restaurant licenses, which requires them to have seating and sell food. And according to Bass, being a real restaurant means no bulletproof glass. She says she doesn't want anyone to get hurt. She just wants these businesses to be better neighbors.
I think that some of the products that are sold, the things that are happening inside and outside of their establishment, things that I've witnessed myself, would lend themselves to a climate that is, going to be negative, that's going to be, bringing negative people and negative actions.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf recently signed a new state law making it easier to crack down on stop-and-goes. But Bass wants the city to have power, too. If passed, her bill would require these stores to get a new kind of restaurant license. You can't have a liquor license from the state without being licensed by the city. The bill would also direct Philadelphia's Department of Licenses and Inspections to make decisions around removing or keeping bulletproof glass. Bass says she has the votes to get the bill passed on a first reading tomorrow. Mayor Jim Kenney says he'll sign the measure if it reaches his desk. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.